Today on the West Bank, there was more violence. A Palestinian man was shot and killed by Israeli soldiers outside the town of Hebron. The failure in Washington and continuing violence may erode Palestinian support for the peace process, but it has not dented Palestinian support for their leader, Yasser Arafat. From Gaza City, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
At 12 noon today, everything here stopped for 5 minutes. Drivers stopped their cars, people stopped walking. It was a silent show of support for Yasser Arafat. The Palestinian leader has never been more popular. It's nearly impossible to find anyone here in Gaza who does not support Yasser Arafat. That wasn't always the case. Just 2 weeks ago, I visited this park in Gaza City and heard people here express some doubts about Arafat's leadership. The peace process was stalled, and Arafat, it seemed, could do nothing to move it forward. But today, nobody voices those doubts. Even though the results of the Washington summit are still inconclusive, Palestinians praise Yasser Arafat for his recent performance. They praise him for confronting Israel after it opened a tunnel near Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of Islam's holiest sites. And they praise him for his handling of the crisis that ensued, while Wahel Manouk is a security guard from Gaza.
دولة إسرائيل يعني إسرائيل إنما ساكتش النفق حيصير عمليات مطالب بالعمليات.
Arafat is stronger than before. All the people are with him now, and you should know if this tunnel does not close, there are going to be more problems. There are going to be more escalation, and we will ask for this escalation.
Today, Arafat faces virtually no internal opposition. The new Israeli government has managed to do something Arafat has had trouble doing: uniting his Palestinian people. During last week's demonstrations, members of the radical Islamic group Hamas were seen walking side by side with supporters of Arafat's Fatah party. But expectations are high. People here hope that Arafat is returning to Gaza with more than just a timetable for more talks. They want to see Israel release Palestinian prisoners, close the controversial tunnel in Jerusalem, and withdraw its troops from the West Bank town of Hebron. Apparently, the summit yielded no such specific results. Few people here, like Mohammed Bilawi, believe Arafat will return from Washington with any real concessions.
The support of Arafat here is like before, and even more and more support for him. But the problem is, what can Arafat do? This is the issue.
It's still unclear just how much Arafat accomplished in Washington, but one thing is certain: if the Washington summit has indeed failed to produce real results, the Palestinian people are likely to blame Israel, not Yasser Arafat. This is Eric Weiner in Gaza City.
While Yasser Arafat's support remains steady, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seems to be less certain. When Netanyahu was elected last May, he won in large part by promising Israelis they would be safe. But after the eruption of violence last week, many Israelis wonder if they cast the vote for the right person. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem and spoke with one former Netanyahu supporter there.
Like an overwhelming majority of Israelis, Yael Gass favors the peace process. She voted for Likud leader Benjamin Netanyahu because she thought he would continue that peace process, but more slowly than the previous Labor government and with more concern for Israel's security. Until now, she says she was pleased with how things were going. Netanyahu met Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and eased the closure on the West Bank and Gaza Strip. But after last week's violent clashes between Israelis and Palestinians, the peace process is in shambles.
I'm sure there are people that are asking themselves, did we give the right man the vote?
But are you asking yourself that?
Yes, I am. But I cannot give you an answer of that I am regretting.
But she admits Netanyahu has little leadership experience and worries about press reports he often does not consult senior advisors and army officers before making decisions. She also has hesitations about some of Netanyahu's hardline positions, like on the West Bank town of Hebron. Yael says Israel should redeploy its troops from most of the city immediately, as called for in the Oslo Accords. She says she would even consider closing down the Jewish settlement there, as long as Jews have a right to visit the holy places.
To be honest with you, I'm debating myself. with all the holiness of the city, I'm not sure we should be there. If it gives us so many problems, I mean, I'm Likud, but I'm ready to give up a lot of stuff, even though they're against the Likud ideology, maybe.
But at the same time, Yael isn't sure there's anyone to talk to on the other side. She vividly remembers a series of Palestinian suicide bombings earlier this year that killed more than 60 people.
It's very hard to trust them. And if we should trust them, it's only after, I mean, every time give them something very small and see what they give you back.
And what about Arafat? Do you trust him?
No, I don't. And I wish I'm wrong.
But she says it will take a lot for Arafat to prove her wrong. In last week's violence, she says, Palestinian police opened fire on Israeli soldiers, something Yael says she thought would never happen. She had hoped the Washington summit would produce an end to the violence, but she didn't really believe the two sides would reach an agreement. And despite her reservations, she says she's still behind Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.